Me and my wife, we were talking before the service, and I said, I'd like to do something with that book table. And I said, well, what if we do, of course, this is tonight's our last night. What if we do 50% off? Wow. Yeah. How about that? Yeah. Will that work for y'all? Yeah. The only thing that's not going to be 50% is Dad's book. Yeah. Y'all pay full price for that one. So whoever's running the book table, y'all heard me. Everything else goes out the door. Let her go. Yeah. Hallelujah. Wow. Well, we had a good service last night, didn't we? If y'all was here, if you weren't, that's all right. You'll hear some tonight. I'm just going to kind of pick up where I left off. And we just had a good time last night. Yeah. Pastor Jeff wasn't here. He was at your church.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you would come and be with us this evening. Well, yesterday we talked about faith. Yeah, faith. Faith for signs, wonders, and miracles. A bold faith. Faith that is bold to take on any situation that comes to it. We go back to Mark 11. It talks about, we know that Jesus, he was walking down and he went to go check on a tree. He saw a tree from a distance. He saw it. Well, I looked it up. Well, how big is those trees? You know, what does it say, tree or bush? It's a tree. This tree is ginormous. It's a big tree. And I looked, I go, man, that's a big tree. But see, he had to walk over. He saw it afar off, and he went to go see it. He says, I'm going to go see if there's any fruit. And there wasn't. There was no fruit, for the figs of times was not yet. So what did he do? He rebuked it. And what did he do? Did he see an instant manifestation at that time?
No.
So what did he do? He left. He went to minister. And he was walking back, I believe it was the next day, is that right, Pastor?
Right.
The next day, he's walking back. And he didn't even pay attention to it.
Right.
And his disciples saw it and said, as if it was some marvel, they go, look, the tree with you's cursed is withered away. One thing Christians have done and we have failed in is we've put a time limit on God, but we did that ourselves.
We did.
And then when it didn't happen in our time frame that we made, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the devil uses that as failure.
Yeah, right.
But it was never the Bible.
Right.
You put a section on God
right.
when he never said to do that. Amen?
Yeah.
And then they were astonished that that thing had withered away. Yeah. Let's go over there just real quick. How about that?
Yeah. Amen. So good.
Let's start in 23. I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and see, this is what we were talking about yesterday. And does not doubt in his heart. Does not doubt in his heart. Now, Dad Hagen taught us, and it's very true, you can have doubt in your head. The devil's going to ride the hair off your head. But you can have but you don't want to have that doubt in your spirit. You want to be filling up all the time. Now, look at there. We have a fig tree that he rebuked. What if I asked one of y'all to go out in front of the church and I said, this is a family church plant right here. And it doesn't look too good. It's not doing too well. How about you go ahead and take authority over it and this thing will live. How would you feel? Look at y'all smiling because you guys know what I'm talking about. You've been looking at me like, really? You want me to believe for that? But see, that's what we got to get to, brother and sister. Is this just a plan? And you say, well, it's just a plan. It doesn't matter. But why don't you want to believe for it? Because you don't think it's going to come to pass. Why something so simple? Or what if you had a tree in your yard and it's not doing well? Tree, here comes the devil. Here you go again, talking to bushes and trees. I command you to live and not die. Shall not doubt in his heart. Yes, you have that authority. I love a story that Brother Copeland did. Am I doing something wrong here, fellas? I know I have it upside down.
Be backwards. There you go. Hold on, fellas.
How about that? Okay, there we go. I got such a kick out of one of Brother Copeland's stories. He has a Citation 10. It will break the sound barrier. It is a smoking fast private jet. It's the fastest private jet in the world. And he was leaving a service one evening, and his pilot called and said, Brother Copeland, I have been here for 3 hours trying to get this door open, and the door won't open. And he said, him being a pilot, he knew that how that door works, the mechanism behind the panels. You know, there's things that go on behind the panels, and he said, I can see what the mechanism is. And so his pilot got on the phone with Cessna. And Cessna said, if the door will not open, the only way you're going to get that door open now is drilling a hole through the door and pushing a pin out. You have to drill it perfectly in this spot and push that pin out, and then the door will open. And he said, this is a $22 million airplane. Well, you can't just go around drilling holes in doors of airplanes. If people don't know it, let me understand, over 16,000 feet, you pass out from oxygen. This plane's flying up into the 40,000-foot range, okay? So